You're listening to Below the Yellow Line.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Below the Yellow Line. Denny Hamlin is not victorious tonight. Almost. Ryan Blaney, your winner at Pocono. His 12th career win, second win of the season, and his first second win at Pocono since his first career win in 2017. Chaotic race today, Emily, at least for the first 130 or so laps. Pretty calm run to the checker. Blaney had to fend off Bowman for a second. Hamlin got around Bowman. Was never able to catch up to Blaney, who just had the best car in the last quarter.
There were a few restarts in there, too.
There were a few restarts.
Just a couple.
Just a couple
times we went five wide and just smashed everybody.
Exactly. Before we talk about that, though, LaJoy, before we talk about that, though, let's talk about the winner, Ryan Blaney, second one of the year, defending cup champ. He's coming into his own as the title contender.
Yeah, I mean, he's really kind of, he showed up this week. You know, looking at previous seasons, you know, this season probably hasn't been his best, but he showed up this week.
He did. Second one of the year. It's kind of funny. Most guys will have a season like this where, you know, they're pretty good. They'll win a couple races and then they go out and win a championship, prove that they are one of the best in the sport. Mm-hmm. He's taken the opposite approach. He's won the championship. Mm-hmm. And then this year he's been even a little better than he was at this point last year. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's something that stuck out to me. So might see that article for me later in the week. Maybe even put it in an Idaho newspaper.
Speaking of, I don't know what somehow your name is, but
Idaho Statesman or something. Thank you for printing my article from Field Level Media from earlier in the week. No clue why you guys did that, but I appreciate it.
I'm gonna frame it.
I got texted that picture and I was like, whoa, okay, this is neat. And also, hey, I wrote my first article for Front Stretch today. Shameless plug. They're one of the best in the business in terms of covering NASCAR. So yes, go check them out. yardbarker.com/NASCAR. Click on my articles. Help me make a little money so I can not do this show from under an overpass. But Blaney, the winner. Denny Hamlin, though, finished the second. I want you to take me through Denny's day so close to that eighth win at Pocono.
You know, I thought it was – what did he win? Stage two?
Yeah, he won stage two.
Yeah. So I thought it was funny that they were talking about how, you know, he's won seven times at Pocono but has never won a stage.
Yeah.
So for him to win a stage and then not win the race, kind of disappointing, but we'll take those stage points. We'll take what we can get. Still finished strong second, just had those few seconds behind Blaney. Couldn't quite catch him. I think the restarts played a little bit into that. And, you know, obviously pit strategy and whatnot. It just didn't work out today.
Yeah, the pit strategy, I think maybe stage two is what the NBC broadcast said. Maybe got him a little bit behind, but another good day for him. He said it, you know, winning is the only thing that matters to him. When you have that attitude, when you've already won three times this year, that shows you're a strong team. Mm-hmm. They've struggled over the summer with results, not necessarily speed, but good deal for them to get a runner-up finish today. Mm-hmm. Reddick in sixth. He's my pick. So, Emily, you get the point this weekend for
just one, though.
Just
if
one.
If Denny had gotten first place because he's my bonus point.
Yeah. Oh, you would have gotten four. Yeah. Oh, well. But Bowman in third, another great drive from him. Did that win at Chicago? Could that open the floodgates for a Bowman run, Emily?
Oh, absolutely. Going from so many races with no wins and then to snag that one last week was huge for him. Getting to see him cross that finish line was very exciting.
Yeah, I thought he could do it, you know, two in a row, but, you know, couldn't hold on to second place there. And that was ultimately the death knell. But yeah, he was on Blaney's back bump in the final restart.
Yeah.
He looked good out there today. Best, probably his best race of the year aside from Chicago, I think.
Is he on the up and up for the rest of the season?
I think
he's just going to keep climbing that.
If you need a dark horse championship contender, I know it's just 2 weeks. You don't want to read too much into this 2 weeks of the year, but Alex Bowman might be your guy.
Glimpse into that.
Exactly. Momentum. Uncle Mo is on his side. His teammate William Byron in P4, Joey Logano in P5. Strong day for Penske aside from Austin Cindric, who's in 18th. We don't need to talk about that. Reddick in sixth. Kozlowski, I don't remember who won stage one. It might have been Kozlowski. I don't remember, but he was seventh.
But I could be wrong.
Truex. It was Truex. He won the stage. Yeah, Truex won stage one. Chase Elliott in ninth might have been the best car on the track, but pit strategy got him
behind. He had some contending laps today. Yeah, he really was up there.
Bubba Wallace, much needed top 10. I think his first top 10 since Darlington on May 5th.
Barely.
Or on May 12th, rather. So, yeah, first top 10 in 2 months. You needed that. And he's only 20. He's with Chastain's issue, which we'll talk about in a bit. He's only 27 points out of that last playoff spot. He is within striking distance. Buescher in 11th, Bell in 12th, Larson 13th. Bell and Larson, two guys I thought would be a lot higher in that running order today, especially Larson.
They had a little penalty.
Yeah,
there,
we'll talk about Larson's penalty. He comes out in the lead and it vanished.
And then there was a big crash right when he had to go to the back of the field. Mm-hmm. And he just barely snuck by. He
got by there. But it was him, Gibbs, Elliott, and I think Suarez as well. Those, there were four Suarez, drivers penalized.
In the zone, that seven zone right after the start-finish line.
So that was That was weird. Four. You don't normally see four guys get penalized all at once, but we did today. You know, the more you know. Eric Jones in 14th, Briscoe 15th, Suarez in 16th. Emily, would you read off 17th through 33rd?
We have Hosfar followed by Cindric, LaJoy. Poor guy crashed the field, then got to finish. Barry, Allmendinger, Haley, Dylan, McDowell, Hemric, Ware, Gibbs, Nemechek, Smith. 30th, we've got Priest, Burton, Bush, and Stenhouse. At the very end of there, you've got Gilliland, Justin, Yaley.
JJ Yaley, you were close.
Just really? It's Justin Haley, Haley, JJ Yaley.
But, you know.
Close, but no cigar. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm so bad. I'm terrible. Sorry. Chastain and Gregson.
Yeah, let's talk about Ross Chastain. Let's go ahead and get the pain out of the way for the Chastain fans. He's had a decent year, but that championship four run in 2022 seems miles away. He's now 16th on the playoff grid, just 27 points, clinging to a playoff spot. Emily, a crash today, a 36th place finish, and here we are. What is Ross Chastain thinking right now?
I mean, he's thinking at least probably his only – the good thing is that half the people didn't finish the race today.
That's true. Yeah.
That he's not the only one. But it's probably very defeating to be there and not be able to finish and lose that chance when you need every little bit every week to get to that playoff.
Yeah. How much pressure do you think is on him now? He's just 27 points above the cut line. It seems like they're going backwards every single week.
Oh, so much pressure because he needs to make that. I mean, for his team, for himself, for his family, you know, he's got to make that playoff and to probably feel like you're doing all you can, giving all you can to just fall back. That's hard.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Makes that near miss at Nashville, that near win, you know, sting all that more. Same thing with Buescher, who came, you know, within a 1,000th of a second of winning at Kansas. Now he's 15th on the playoff grid, just 44 points in. It's got to make you a little nervous, you know, when you're on that grid. Corey LaJoy, he finishes 19th, solid finish, one of his better finishes of the year. But you mentioned it, Emily, he took out guys, including Kyle Busch. So first, Corey LaJoy, then we'll talk Kyle Busch. What's going through Corey LaJoy's mind tonight as he, you know, goes on Twitter and sees all the hate comments?
Oh, he's just hoping Kyle Busch doesn't punch him. I mean, he's hoping he doesn't get a black
eye. No reports that he has
yet. I have not heard that, so I'm thinking it didn't happen. Bob, let us know.
Yeah.
but, yeah. That's what he's thinking. He's thinking, oh, crap, I just ruined the people's day, and they're going to hate me.
What is Kyle Busch thinking? He's now 32nd. He was in he's 32nd, finished 32nd today. He's still 19th in points, I think 98 out. Going to have to win to make the playoffs regardless of what happened today, but it's just defeat after defeat this year for KFB.
For sure. I mean, you know, to not be able to finish a race when it wasn't his fault sucks when the guy that smashed him did get to finish, so that's unfortunate, but you know, it's not like he was gonna win the race. So that's hard when you're already struggling, I think, and to look at that. So it's one of those, it takes you where you know you can't do it, or that you're probably not going to be able to do it, and then rubs a little dirt in it, like,
just compounds that issue, you know. And he's had such a rough season week after week. It's just another kick in the nuts for that eight team. And today, I mean, you think it can't get any lower, you think you can't get lower, and they just continue to dig a deeper and deeper hole. Ty Gibbs too finishes 27th with an engine failure. So I think Steve Letarte it was that said it looked like chocolate milk pouring out the exhaust pipe to the 54 gross. Car. Oil and water, they still don't mix, guys. Even after all these billions of years, they still don't mix. And he finishes 27th, and he's not even safe to the playoff cut line right now. He's down in 14th. And let's talk about that playoff grid. Five races left in the regular season. We got the Brickyard 400 next week, a couple off weeks, and then four more races to end the regular season before the postseason begins. So 13 or 12 guys locked in. Blaney now climbs up to fifth on this playoff grid with his second win of the year. And that was a huge win for him. Brad Keselowski has 14 top 10 finishes. Oh, my gosh.
No, that's Reddick.
Oh, I can't read. I'm sorry. Wait, are you sure? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this playoff grid. Truex, that is indeed why you are here. Truex is plus, well, my math was off earlier, 137. Is that 137? Yeah, plus 137. 640 minus 503 is 137.
Okay.
My math was off earlier. I said 127 for when I was talking to myself. Gibbs plus 67. You got Buescher plus 44. Chastain is now plus 27. Last man in. Bubba minus 27. Briscoe is minus 75, but he and everybody down have to win. I think Bubba's the only guy now with the realistic chance to make it on points. So, well, what is your assessment of the playoff picture now, Emily? Bubba's right back in it, just staying on the hot seat, and got 20 guys almost that, you know, need a win to make it in.
I was going
to
say
16 guys.
My thought is just they're in the must-win situation. Right now, it is more important than ever. You think that this whole season building up to this, but now it's time. You win this week, next week, right after the Olympics, you win soon, or you're probably done.
Who do you think is under more pressure right now? Bubba trying to get to Chastain, trying to make the playoffs for the second year in a row, or Chastain trying to make it for the third year in a row and trying to hang on to that spot? Would you rather be on offense if you're Bubba, or on defense if you're Chastain?
I'd probably rather be Bubba, because I feel like you've got more to gain than the defeat of feeling
than
like
to lose.
You lost it.
I would agree
like
with
I'm
that.
I'm so close, I can get there.
Exactly.
I'm so close, I'm not going to make it.
And just looking at these stats here, you know, Bubba has the same amount of top 10s as Chastain, one more top five, which is interesting. I thought Chastain had way more top 10s, also that Brad had 14, which just proves I can't read. But, you know, it's really interesting for me to see that. And I think, let's see, how many points does Larson have? He is... Where is he? Why are you staring at me like that? That's creepy. So it's now Elliot by 3 points over Kyle Larson for the regular season championship. So that's something to keep in mind. 15 playoff points awarded there. So Emily, final thoughts on this race, the standings, 5 regular season races to go tomorrow, or not tomorrow, I wish. Next weekend, next Sunday, we return to the Indianapolis Oval, returning to a historic race at the Brickyard. Final thoughts on today at Pocono.
Next week, it's going to be a race to the finish line.
Yeah. Every week's a race to the finish line, Emily. That was great.
Hey,
that was
great. We want to rename our podcast.
No, we don't.
I'm going to make a competing podcast. I'm going to call it Race to the Finish Line.
Let's not do that. Anyway, for real, any final thoughts tonight on the points of the race?
Yeah. Go Denny.
Okay. Well, now that we got that out of the way, plenty of coverage this week covering Xfinity and Game Cup from Indy. And we'll hopefully have a couple interviews for you either this week or next. Like, subscribe, comment, share, follow us on X at BTYLPod. Emily's our social media manager. Make her happy. We have like 12 followers, so make it 13.
Like, you got to make me earn my money, people.
I'm not paying you. At Below the Line on all major podcast platforms and here on YouTube. That's Emily. I'm Sam. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you later. Goodbye.